Madam President.
Senator Senjum.
Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant of Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Today's prayer is offered by Senator Dan Hall, and following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
This morning I'm going to read the first prayer given in the Congress, which was in Carpenter's Hall in Philadelphia, September 7th, 1774. Pray with me. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of kings, Lord of lords, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers on earth, and reignest with supreme power and uncontrolled over all the kingdoms, empires, and governments. Look down in mercy, we beseech thee, on these American states who have fled to thee from the rod of oppression and thrown themselves on thy gracious protection, desiring henceforth to be dependent only on thee. They have appealed for the righteousness of their cause. To thee do they now look for that countenance and support which thou canst alone give. Take them, therefore, Heavenly Father, under thy nurturing care. Give them wisdom and counsel and valor in the field. Defeat the malicious designs of the cruel adversaries. Convince them of the unrighteousness of their cause. And if they persist in their sanguinary purpose, O let the voice of thine own endearing justice, sounding in their hearts, constrain them to drop their weapons of war from their unnerved hands in the day of battle. Be thou present, O God of wisdom, and direct the counsels of this honorable assembly. Enable them to settle things for the best and surest foundation, that the scene of blood may be speedily closed, the order, harmony, and peace may be effectively restored, and truth and justice, religion and piety prevail and flourish among thy people. Preserve the health of their bodies and vigor of their minds. Shower down on them and the millions they here represent such temporal blessings thou seest expedient for them in this world, and crown them with the everlasting glory in the world to come. All this we ask in the name and through the merits of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Savior. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice. There. Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Fishbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hallhan, Harrington, Hayden, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielhash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Senjum, Sharon, Siebenskoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Uyghur, Wolf.
Second order, we will be moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications. There are several printed on the first page of today's Senate agenda. Please make note of those. Under the fifth order of business, reports of committee, Senator Senjum.
Madam President, members, I move that the report pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's Senate bill introductions. There are no changes They will be referred as indicated on the Senate bill introduction's first reading. Ninth order of business on page 2 of today's Senate agenda. There are several motions printed there. They will be adopted as one motion. On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. The Senate resolutions printed on page 3, 4, and 5, Senate resolutions 97 through 123, will be referred to rules. The Secretary will read Senate concurrent resolution number 9.
Senator Sinjamin Bach introduced Senate concurrent resolution number 9, a Senate concurrent resolution relating to adjournment for more than 3 days.
And that Senate resolution is available here in the front of the chamber if you need it. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, members, I hereby move the adoption.
Any discussion on Senate concurrent resolution number 9? On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the appointment withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and placed on the confirmation calendar under Senate Rule 8.2, reported in the Journal for January 26, 2012, be returned to the committee from which it was withdrawn.
On that motion.
Members, this is the confirmation for Commissioner of Management and Budget, Jim Showalter, and my intention is to have a confirmation hearing on him in the Finance Committee next Thursday, February 2nd.
On Senator Roebling's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest.
Madam President.
Oh, excuse me. We have just a couple of excuses. Just a moment. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Cohen, Han, all day. Senator Sharon, all day. And Senator Ortman from 11:25 to the end of session. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, I perhaps should have mentioned this on the previous resolution, but and you will if you've not already gotten this on an email, but the Senate will be in session on February 2nd. There will be no Senate business on Monday and Tuesday. The February 6th and 7th will return on February 8th. That is a Wednesday with session at noon.
Further announcements, Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to a point of personal privilege.
To that point, Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, it is the tradition of the Senate that when the prayer is offered, that the prayer be offered in an ecumenical fashion and not specific to any particular sectarian point of view. I appreciate the history lesson that we got from Senator Hall earlier, but I would just ask the President, consistent with our Constitution, our state Constitution in Article 1, Section 16, in which we state very clearly that no preference be given to any religious establishment or mode of worship, that when our prayers are offered, they're offered in a way that is inclusive of all the people of Minnesota and all the senators that are sitting in this chamber.
Thank you for that reminder, Senator Dibble. Further announcements? Senator Senjum.
Madam President, if not, then the Senate will stand adjourned until 12 noon on January 30th. And 12 noon, by the way, is in deference to a more typical 11 o'clock start. It's an effort to allow those that live in greater Minnesota to perhaps stay overnight at home and be able to get here in the morning. We'll try this for a while, see if it works, but trying to honor those that have to drive a little further.
Senator Senjum has moved that the Senate adjourn until Monday, January 30th at 12 noon. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail.